a Friday afternoon show, so called because it is Friday afternoon, basically. I'm Kevin, with you every week from 1 till 4, right here on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. And as promised, there's a man called Adam turned up. He just wandered in, bold as brass, and he's sitting right opposite me. And Adam, hello.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Whoa, that's a loud, strong voice. I like that. We are meeting up today because you are part of the team at the storeroom in Cowes, aren't you?
That's correct.
And you have you're running a new project, which is about, what's it called, Cowes Men's Sheds?
That's it.
So tell us all about it. Go on.
Well, the men's shed movement has been going on for some time. It started in Australia in the 1990s and has steadily spread across the globe, and the UK has well over 100 sheds currently.
Yeah.
And the idea is, basically, with the UK population at the moment, one in five of those people are an older man, i.e. 65 plus.
Yeah.
And there are now over 1 million older men living alone. And social isolation and loneliness is, unfortunately, an endemic problem in our society.
Yeah.
So the idea behind the men's shed is to invite people in, and they can learn new skills, they can share skills, they can mend things, they can fix things, they can just come in for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and they can talk with people, or they can just sit and watch other people. But the idea is, let's try and reduce the social isolation, let's get people in, engage with the community, have a bit of fun, have a laugh,
yeah,
and come in and do something practical, yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, because is it right to say it's a bit harder with men? Because like you and me, tend to be a bit more sort of keep ourselves to ourselves. And is it harder to persuade men to come out and join in with things?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We can see that men engage less with social opportunities, particularly older men, and also with certain health initiatives, men tend to engage.
Yeah.
So we are opening up the men's shed to try and get, it's typically aimed at retired men,
yeah,
but also younger men and women can come and join in.
Okay. And you didn't start this too long ago, but you've already done quite well, haven't you? You've attracted quite a few people.
We have, yes. We started, opened our doors a few weeks ago, and already, off the top of my head, we have about 20 members.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going really well. The community have responded in a very positive way,
yeah,
and getting behind us.
Yeah. So I'm just imagining me turning up and, okay, I've plucked up the courage to come.
Yes.
And I walk through the door. What faces me as I walk through that door? What sort of experience will I get?
Well, as you walk through the door, you'll get my big cheesy face smiling at you, and a wonderfully warm welcome.
I could cope with that anyway.
We'll also get you a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, some biscuits, and you can chat to any of the other shedders, as we call shed members there,
yeah,
see what they're up to. Or we can, you and I would talk, and I'd say, well, what are you interested in? Have you come here today? Perhaps you've got something you'd like to mend. Perhaps you want to make something for your neighbour. There's a chap who's come in who wants to make a doll's house for his granddaughter.
Oh, right.
So I'd talk to you and find out what you're interested in. You might not have any idea. You might never have picked up a saw before. So I'd make some suggestions to you, and then we'd start teaching you some new skills,
yeah,
and getting
fantastic.
You involved.
And is it a fully equipped workshop as well then?
It is. We're very lucky that we have donations from people, so we've had things like chop saws and I'm trying to think off the top of my head today, Ted came in and donated a lathe to us.
Wow.
So we've got lots of different tools available, plenty of hand tools, benches, okay, to work on.
Okay.
We've also got a horticulture area where we've got two polytunnels and some raised beds so people can come in and have a go at growing veg or chilies or garlic or whatever takes your fancy. We've got a teaching kitchen available so people can come in and audition for the bake-off. And we've got tiling facilities there, so if people wanted to come and practice tiling or indeed make something that had tiles on it, then they'd be more than welcome to.
It sounds like more like a warehouse than a shed, this.
Well, we're very lucky. It's, it's the largest shed on the island, and we're very well equipped with lots of facilities. And many older people move into accommodation or maybe flats or places without gardens, and they'll lose that shed or they'll lose that working environment, the workshop that they had. So now they can come somewhere, carry on practicing the hobby they love, but do it with other people and do it in a very well equipped space.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you are the person who runs it.
That's right.
But it's part of the bigger enterprise, which is called Storeroom Cows, isn't it?
That's right.
I just wanted to ask you, we'll come back to the men's sheds at the end, but could you explain a bit more about what Storeroom does, just for those who've not heard of it?
Storeroom 2010, it's a big furniture retailer, if you'd like. It's a charity, an island charity set up for island people, and they are donated furniture from across the island. Basically, it prevents furniture that's perfectly good and usable from becoming landfill. And it is available for people to come in and purchase at a lower price. We also accept referrals from certain agencies, so again, those people can get it at an even more discounted rate.
Yeah.
But there's a certain level of furniture that is accepted. It has to be of a certain standard. It's, people often ask, what's the standard like? What's the quality like? And I think the quality is exceptional. And it has a very high turnover as well, so you can come in on the Monday and have a look around. Or the Tuesday, sorry, they're not open on a Monday. If you come in on the Tuesday and have a look around. But by the Friday, you'll notice that a lot of the stuff has gone. It's been sold and new things have been put on display.
But what does that tell us then? That there is, obviously, people are looking for bargains, but also people are in need and need help to furnish their homes or their flats because they're short of money.
That's it. I think people are always looking for a bargain, good quality items at an affordable price. And that's exactly what they supply at Storeroom 2010 on the Somerton Industrial Estate.
Okay, so presumably you're always on the lookout for good furniture.
On the lookout. The phone is always ringing off the hook, and we're always interested in people's good quality items that we can help other families out with.
I'm going off on one now, but might there be a connection between the men's shed and the storeroom? I mean, could you actually start turning out furniture? Is that a possibility?
If we had people come in with the skills, and people who came in with the ambition, who actually wanted to, that would be wonderful. The idea is the onus is on the members themselves, so we're not going to get people in through the door and then direct them into certain like some sort of sweatshop. That's not what we're about. We're not into exploiting free labor. This is here for the members. The members have ownership of it, and that's what we're interested in. So yes, if they wanted to help repair furniture or perhaps remodel things or refurnish things, then that would be fantastic.
Okay, so just give us the facts again one more time. So it's Cows Men's Shed. Where is it, and how do people get in touch with you?
It's Cows Men's Shed. It's 2526 of the Somerton Industrial Estate. We are on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You can get in touch with us on the phone, 209-734. That's 209-734. We've got plenty of coming events, like a bacon butty morning coming up and a bring a friend morning. And if you've got any ideas or you simply want to come in for a chat and perhaps suggest some activities, please do. We're open 10 till 3, Monday to Friday. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hear from you.
That's fantastic. And has anybody sort of walked in and come out with something? This is probably my last question, but I'll let you go soon. Like, this is a really off-the-wall thing that I'm interested in. Have you been caught out yet, surprised by what people want to do?
We've had an interesting array of people who want to make Airfix, paint models, make rocking horses. But the ferret box was a new one on me, a portable ferret box.
Really?
So, yes.
Has it been done? Is it made?
It's in the process, with a shoulder strap and everything.
Really?
Yes.
A portable ferret box?
Apparently it's a thing.
Oh, wow. Well, every home should have one.
Certainly.
With or without a ferret. You need a box, don't you, just in case.
Well, that's it. Something to put your feet up on.
Yeah. Brilliant. I wish I hadn't asked you now, because that's all I'm going to remember. Portable ferret boxes. You heard it here first. Okay, so thanks very much, Adam.
You're
and
welcome.
We're talking about Cowes Men's Shed at Somerton Industrial Estate in Cowes. So Monday to Friday between 10 and 3. Seek it out online or Facebook, Twitter or Instagram. And I'm going to ask Adam to give you that phone number one more time, please.
That's 209-734. Yes, 209-734.
Oh, my goodness. A radio presenter is born. Right. Thanks a lot, Adam.
Thanks
for
Kevin.
Coming in. Cheers.
It's a pleasure.